Good morning. Welcome to Concordia. Please take a moment to sign the red attendance pads on the inside pew. Please remember our food pantry donation bin is located in Fellowship Hall. Today, the youth group will be selling church merch or Concordia t-shirts as part of our fall fundraiser after church. If you haven't had a chance to check out what we are selling, please stop by. Next Sunday, following worship, all are invited for stewardship stew in Fellowship Hall. The meal being served includes stewardship stew, that's a tongue twister, homemade biscuits, fruit salad, beverages, and apple or pumpkin dessert. If you are planning to attend, please sign up on the clipboard in Fellowship Hall or call the church office. The youth group will be volunteering at Feed My Starving Children at Grand Ave this upcoming Thursday, October 25th. We could use a few more adults to help us out. If you are available to help from 1 to 3, please contact Layla or sign up on the clipboard in Fellowship Hall. Stock the Schools is a program where donations for specific items can be made for students in need in the Stock Prairie Schools. There is a bin in Fellowship Hall for any items that you are able to donate. The items that are being collected for this month of October are granola bars and waterproof winter clothing, including winter mittens, gloves, snow pants, and winter boots. Our opening hymn will be sung in three groups. Heidi will be leading the lower men's voices with the first verse. Pastor Doris will be leading the higher men's voices and lower women's voices in verse 2. And Ani will be leading the sopranos in verse 3. Once we sing through each verse one time in the groups we have indicated, please follow your leaders as we add in to sing all three groups together. Please stand as you are able and join in singing with our vocal leaders, "What Does the Lord Require of You?" number 2174 in the Black Hymnal.
We're going to practice first. So those of you who identify with lower men's voices, join me, please. And then we'll sing our little part, the first part, once through as we practice. And then we'll go on to the second group of voices, which is with Pastor Doris. And she'll practice that with you. And then Ani will practice with the sopranos, the third part. We'll do that. 1, 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3 again before we put it into performance.
What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require?
Play an introduction, and then group one, you'll begin.
What does the
applause for that.
Please join us in our praise. We all have gifts.
We all have something to share.
We share what we have.
We share who we are.
And we do it all.
All gifts come from God.
Please join me in prayer. God, I want you and your ways to occupy my thoughts and actions more and more. Help me to remember to share the resources you've blessed me so that I can extend a blessing to my church and neighbors. Help me to remember to keep you as my treasure. Amen.
Today to check out what we have up here. All right, so everybody knows what this is, right?
Yeah.
It's a valence beam, right?
Yeah.
So one at a time, let's walk across real safely. Go ahead, Max. Go ahead, Addie. Go ahead, Miles. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, it is a balance beam. Nice job. Do you want to try? Okay, ready? There you go. Nice job. Wow, you are a big girl.
She's 3.5.
She's 3 and I can tell. Wow. Okay, everybody can sit down. Good job. Anna, did you go first?
Yeah.
Okay, except for Anna. Anna, I'm gonna make it a little more challenging for you. Can you go across the balance beam now? Go ahead. You can't see. All right, well, be careful. Don't fall on anybody. All right, you're doing a good job. Good job. You made it. Should we add some more stuff for you? No? Why? It's heavy? Was it harder when you were carrying all this stuff? Yeah, it was a little harder, wasn't it? Well, I don't have time for everybody to try. Thanks, Anna. You can sit down. I don't have time for everybody to try carrying all that stuff, but that's what we're talking about today. And in the last 2 weeks and next week, okay? Today we're talking about carrying all this stuff, okay? And the big kids and I have been talking about stuff and all the stuff we have and how it all kind of fits into our hands if we really try. But having less stuff makes it a little easier to balance, right? Miles, when you went across the balance beam, you did something really important.
In the Word of God, Romans chapter 12, verses 2 through 8. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them this story. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be when anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God."
This past summer, six of our youth joined the mission trip at United Methodist Children's Services in Milwaukee for 4 days. This was the third year I had attended this trip. As the week approaches, I always feel a little nervous. We never know what jobs we will be asked to do or who we will be asked to work with. Even though I know the good work I am doing for others, it can be hard to leave behind the comfort of small town and fortunate living.
This was my first year going, and I wasn't so sure about going on the trip when I was asked to go, but I knew I'd get a lot of silver cord hours, so, and Layla's pretty cool, I guess, so there's that. More seriously, I was excited to go because I wanted to help others and experience being a person that could make a difference in the lives of others.
One of the tasks we were asked to do was to work together as a team to clean out the basement of stuff that had been ruined in the recent fire from the sprinkler systems. There was so much stuff: clothes, books, furniture, TVs, toys, beanbags, all stuff that had been donated for the people at UMCS. We filled two dumpsters to clean out the basement. I would guess that for the people at UMCS, this was all stuff that could have been used if it wasn't for the fire. Washington Park neighborhood, less than 2 hours from us, is the neighborhood where UMCS is located. The unemployment rate is over 15%, and almost 50% of the population is living below the poverty line. United Methodist Children's Services has 72 housing units that are safe, affordable, and provides families with a sense of security and hope.
This past year, I went on the trip with a broken arm. They say there's work for everyone, and I got to hold the door open for 2 hours to help making the basement cleaning project run smoother. What I noticed when I was holding the door, and as I saw the dumpster filling, was that some of the kids living there maybe didn't have any books to read or clothes, and we still had to throw all of what was ruined away. I noticed that the kids playing in the streets were a lot like us. They listened to some of the same music we did and rode bikes up and down the streets.
After we cleaned out the basement, we had to move the big storage bins that some of the men had made for storing clothing donations. The amount of clothes that needed to be washed and organized was huge. The clothes that are donated are cleaned out and put out once a month for a clothing bank for people at UMCS to access if they need clothes at no charge. Even though there was a lot of clothes and stuff that had been ruined by water damage in the fire, people had given what they can to replenish the need for clothing for the people at UMCS.
The reading today from Luke reminds us that most of us are very fortunate people with way more than we need. When I think about all the clothing that was donated to help people at UMCS this summer, we can be reminded of the stewardship call to live generously. It is a call to give when there is a need, and as our rim shirts say, a call to serve God by serving others.
I want to. God is our light and our hope. Today we are invited to be fearlessly generous. Let us give to God's mission here and across the world. Join me in our prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious God, help us to be bold and brave and generously giving of ourselves, our time, and our gifts. Bless these gifts and reach beyond the walls of this church and be as means of grace here and across the world. Amen.
We be seated. Let me share with you a prayer of keeping our prayers. Wilbur and Nyla Litcher celebrated 70 years of marriage and Nyla's 90th birthday yesterday. Wow. We also have a couple who celebrated their 15th anniversary this week, and you got a long way to go. Yeah. Also, just like to lift up, we had prayers for Dennis this week. He had a procedure where they go in and check out how clogged up your arteries are. And doctor came in after this test for Dennis, and he said, "I want to steal your veins. That's how good they are." So, are there other people or situations that you'd like to lift for our prayer? Let us pray. Gracious God, continue to teach us your truth of love. You have given us Jesus that we might understand the extent of your caring and the price that you will pay, the cost that you have already borne for the sake of your family and for the sake of your offspring. Keep us ever close, we pray, in our joys and in our sorrows. Keep us close to you, that we might remain loving and caring and compassionate. As we celebrate the love that you give to us, we also celebrate the love that, human love, that we see lived out, the commitment that has been made and the commitment that is honored. We praise you for the witness that these people are to us. Keep us ever mindful of those who need your healing spirit, those who are sick, those who are ill, those who are injured and need healing, those who are suffering from anxiety or doubts. Keep us safe.
Lord, remind me daily of why stuff exists, for the good of not just me, but others as well. Teach me to be satisfied with all you've given me.
Help me to see people over stuff, to not allow stuff to own me, but for my relationship with stuff to reveal your love and goodness to others.
Continue to form me into a more generous person, and forgive me where I have failed to be more generous to others.
You call us to love one another and to support one another with our things when there is a need. Give us the ability to think generously and creatively. Let us pray together now as our generous giver taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please stand and join in singing our closing song, We Are Marching.